Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Time is brain. Emergency call. Thomas Meyerhoff and Claudia Gerold are checking the material in their ambulance with the new apprentice Regine Foch when the next emergency call comes in. Mathildenstraße 10A. Name, Lemming. Patient is unconscious. At the scene. The navigation system leads them unerringly to an apartment complex on the outskirts of the town. They make their way carefully up the winding staircase until they find the correct entrance. When they get there, the nameplates are difficult to read, but eventually they find the right bell. On the 7th floor, a woman of approximately 60 is waiting for them and calls, "Please, come quickly. My husband is lying in bed and can't speak anymore." They find him in the bedroom, tossing and turning restlessly. He looks frightened, and a small thread of saliva is running down his cheek. Patient history. While Thomas tries to make eye contact with the patient, Claudia gets the oxygen ready and instructs the apprentice. "Can you connect the pulse oximetry and give Thomas the blood pressure cuff and stethoscope?" Thomas quickly takes an overview of the patient's vital parameters. The airways are clear and the breathing is regular. The pulse can be felt clearly at the wrist. Both the breathing and pulse frequency are accelerated. Probably the tension, Thomas supposes. Hemiparesis and aphasia. Even as he is taking the patient history, Thomas can notice the patient's drooping mouth and his difficulty in speaking. Calmly, he explains to the apprentice that he is following the FAST diagnostic system: face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time. While Claudia measures the patient's blood sugar, Thomas summarizes the results for them all. Respiration and circulation are fine. Mr. Lemming has got hemiparesis on his right side and he's having difficulty speaking. "Mrs. Lemming, can you tell me when the symptoms started?" His wife thinks for a moment and then explains that her husband had suddenly felt dizzy during breakfast and had gone to lie down. That was an hour ago. He was dragging his right leg a little as he walked to the bedroom. Suspected diagnosis and transfer to the hospital. His blood sugar is not unusual at 90 milligrams per deciliter. "So the suspected diagnosis should be clear," says Claudia, and directs a questioning look at the apprentice, who promptly answers, "Stroke?" "That's right," Claudia confirms. Thomas has used the time to explain the situation in simple terms to Mr. and Mrs. Lemming. "Mr. Lemming, this is a serious situation, and we need you to get to the hospital as quickly as possible." "Don't worry, we'll do everything that is necessary. Try not to be alarmed, but everything has to happen very quickly now." While Claudia and Regina prepare for the transfer, Thomas calls ahead to the stroke unit of the nearby specialist hospital. Then, he puts an intravenous line into the patient and draws some blood for the lab before attaching the drip. Arrival at the hospital. An hour and a half has passed since the onset of the symptoms. In the accident and emergency department, the patient is met by a neurologist and his team. Together, they go directly to the radiology department in order to check for cerebral bleeding. At the same time, Thomas informs the doctor of their examination findings and the actions taken. 2 days later, Claudia and Regina are at the hospital. "Let's ask at the neurology department how Mr. Lemming is doing." As they get to the ward, a nurse explains the situation. "There was no evidence of bleeding, and so they started lysis therapy while he was still in radiology. His symptoms have significantly improved, and Mr. Lemming can speak well again, but his right arm is still not fully functional." Claudia thanks the nurse and turns to Regina. "Maybe we're in luck and Mr. Lemming wants to talk to us for a little while. I think it's important that we see from time to time what happens to our patients. Come on, we'll go and ask him nicely."
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.